Om Shanti. We've been taking up the context of the self and the divine, thinking about how we can meditate. But I'd like to take us through the full steps of how to come to that stage where my meditation is truly a connection with the divine, so that one can experience all the benefit of that connection. First step, let me find a quiet space where I can sit without disturbance. That's on the external physical level. But also on the inner level, let me make sure that my physical body is comfortable so that I don't get distracted by even the physical body itself. And then next step, let me go on that inner journey where I begin to focus on that being of light that I am. I'm pointing to the center of the forehead because this is the location of the soul, not externally on the skin, but deep inside, just in front of the brain, the pineal gland. So let's take a moment and experiment with that thought. Going deeper and deeper within, I come to the awareness of the life force, the energy that I am. I am this inner being, the soul. And I, the soul, am separate from this physical body. The body is perishable, the soul imperishable. The body is made up of matter, the soul is a being of light, beyond physical matter. The body has its own limitations. The soul, with its form of light, can travel beyond all boundaries, beyond all limits. I, the soul, am a being of peace. I'm a being of light. And in this awareness, I shine in the center of the forehead. The more I practice this awareness, the easier it is to meditate. And when I say the more I practice, I don't mean sitting for hours on end in one place just having this thought. Sitting down meditation is essential. But finally, we want to get to the stage where as I walk and move and engage in all the things that are my responsibility, I'm still able to maintain my own identity and awareness of I, this being of light. When I look at you, to see you also as that being of light. So through the day, the more I practice this awareness, and it sounds very simple, and it is very simple, but somehow it slips away very, very quickly. But the more I practice this awareness through the day, then when I have a few moments to actually sit down to meditate, it'll be very easy for me to shed the awareness of the body and just come to that feeling, that awareness of the inner being, the soul. Next step, I'm not chanting a mantra, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul. I'm thinking it, I'm feeling it. The next step is that I again start to use my mind quite actively, not fast, but active and alert. And now I'm beginning to think about my own original qualities. Peace, love, truth, purity, and happiness. And the combination of all these are spiritual power. spiritual power doesn't exist separately, but in fact, each one of these aspects combined together creates spiritual power within the soul itself. And so I spend a little bit of time reflecting on peace, becoming peaceful, sharing peace with the world, love. What is that pure feeling I have when I'm absolutely the embodiment of love? How inclusive is that? How far does it reach out to each and every one of the human family and even other forms of life and nature? Am I able to be the embodiment of love, of truth, of purity, of happiness? So let me experiment in meditation with each and every one of these different attributes. And I'll begin to see how connecting with the treasures that I carry within myself, I'm actually beginning to go through a process of transformation. People sometimes think that meditation is for relaxation. Yes, it helps you relax. People say that meditation is maybe to learn concentration. Yes, it does that for you also. But most of all, Raj Yoga meditation is for transforming the self so that whatever are the negative tendencies that I've had in the recent past, I can finish those and connect with my own original treasures and emerge those and use those in my life. It's not even enough just to experience them in meditation, because in meditation, I'm above all the day-to-day things that are happening around me. But in that experience of emerging these qualities, feeling the power within these qualities, what I can then do is to, as I interact with others, as I engage in life and do the things that are my responsibility, now the way in which I do all of these things is different. I'm now doing them peacefully, with love, with truth, with joy, with purity. So Raj Yoga meditation then becomes Karma Yoga. Through my karma, I'm expressing the experiences I've had in yoga. And in yoga, I'm reflecting through the things that I've done. Whatever is going on in my mind is going to come up. And so yoga with one, with the Supreme, but also karma engaging with many. And I'm reflecting back the qualities I've experienced in yoga. The next step, I focus my thoughts on the Supreme, the Divine, the Being of Light, a point of light, but within that point, the ocean of all positive attributes. And when I do this, then of course, I begin to experience all of these coming to me, and that enhances whatever has been my journey in terms of going within and experiencing those treasures. Maybe I've been able to catch a little glimpse of love and truth. But now, connecting with the Divine, I'm able to have access to an unlimited source. And all of this reaches me. The longer I stay in contact, the more these treasures are filled within the soul. And not only just for me, but in fact, connecting with the source means that these radiate out into the world. So the peace, the love, the truth is actually supporting others who are in contact with me now, but also not only do they reach into the atmosphere of this room, but they go beyond the walls. Vibrations can transcend limits of time and space. And so these vibrations of peace and truth reach out into the world and we are building up the momentum of these vibrations so that once we reach critical mass, not only is it that individually we've changed, but we're able actually to transform the world. So meditation is not a selfish exercise. It's not just for me and me alone. Yes, I'm doing it for myself to be able to benefit from my relationship with the divine, but I'm also doing it to serve the world. This is called Mansa Seva, serving through the mind. But of course, the mind itself has to be served first, so that the mind becomes a good instrument to be able to be of capacity to serve the world. So I'm increasing the purity of my thinking, my feeling, my own mind, so that I'm capable of serving the world. Mansa Seva. So the relationship with God is the next step. Feeling those qualities of God reach me, I now realize that my eternal relationship is with this one, the being who is the source of all attributes, the mother giving unconditional love, the father giving me an inheritance, a property of happiness, my teacher, the ocean of knowledge filling me with wisdom, my friend, available for me at all times, and then my guru, the one who's going to guide me and take me beyond and give me the experience of liberation and salvation, the one who's showing me how I have to move each step of the way to attain that destination of liberation and salvation. And so, firstly, focusing on the self, the inner being. Secondly, focusing on the qualities of the self. Thirdly, focusing on the divine and the qualities of the divine. Fourthly, thinking about my relationships with the divine. And fifthly, to think about this dimension of light beyond. Here is the physical dimension, then there's a subtle dimension also. But beyond that, there's another dimension, that of the Brahma Mahatattva, the element of light, the Brahma Tattva, the element of Brahma. And that is God's home and my home also, a place of infinite light with no walls, just infinity. God's home. So when I think of God, let me think of that space. God, the being of light, beyond this physical dimension, even beyond the planets and the sun and the stars and everything within this physical domain. Beyond that, the realm of God, the world of light. And that is my home also. Sometimes when people don't always understand God or are ready to understand God, something within them is a memory of that world of infinite light. And maybe they've experienced that home. Maybe this has been your experience, that God became a mystery and you thought, okay, I won't think about it anymore. There are so many conflicting ideas we get exposed to about God. But am I able to go beyond? Am I able to go to that world of light? And so, transcend all the things here. Go to that domain, the world of light. And in that light, you'll experience the connection with the divine. Because every picture has a background. Okay, I'm looking at this face, I'm looking at this image, and I'm thinking now in terms of the being of light. For the background, it's also of light. Let us have a short meditation to experience these different steps. Relaxing the body, I come to the awareness of the soul. I shine. I, the soul, eternal, immortal, free. But within I, this being of light, I can feel peace. And in this state of peace, another door opens and I begin to experience love. And as I feel the safety and warmth of the love within, I begin to understand what is truth. I have a glimpse of that. And now, in this awareness of truth, I realize that my natural state is of purity, clean, positive, free from any other influence. And that brings joy. This is my eternal state of being, of happiness. And now, knowing myself as this being of light, I connect with the divine, the supreme, the ocean of peace. And the power of peace radiates out into the world, touching every living being, touching the elements of nature. Love, truth, purity, joy, all radiate out. I realize this being is my Supreme Mother, my true Father, my highest teacher, my great friend, and the Satguru, the one who leads me to truth. And I find myself in this space of light, connected with the Supreme, in my home, the world of infinite light. And from my home, I come back to the physical dimension, that even as I come here to the physical world, I keep this experience with me. Om Shanti.